Yes, God has. He has smiled on me. He has set me free.
Let's praise Him.
Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been so good to me. Oh, God has smiled on me.
Let's praise
He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been so good to me.
Praise Him, everybody.
Oh, God has, He has smiled on me. He has set me free. Yes, God has smiled down on me. He's been so good to me.
Shall we praise Him together, everybody? Oh, hallelujah. Let's worship God together. Come on, let's praise God. Let's praise God. Oh, God's been so good to me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You've got something to thank God for. Why don't you lift your hands and do it right now? Let's lift your hands and do it right now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. I'm not going to preach long tonight. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here. Somebody can receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You had every opportunity already just to lift your hands. Pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Folks, I've never seen it this easy. I've never seen the opportunity available to people, offered to people so much as I have in these past couple of years. It's just being poured out. I said it's being poured out. Amen. Upon all faith. Hallelujah. And in one service alone this past year, I saw 424 receive the Holy Ghost in San Salvador, El Salvador. Most of those were Roman Catholics that had come out of the war front. And it come to that great stadium in one night, 424 received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Most of them didn't know anything about it. They just heard about the convention and wanted something from God. And I want you to know I feel the same presence of God in this place here tonight. I feel the miracle worker here tonight, don't you? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The book of Mark. Mark the 10th chapter and the 46th verse. Mark 10 and 46. What a great night we had last night. A tremendous outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm thrilled about being back here again tonight, feeling what I feel. Being with Brother Shirty and his family and this great church family. Feeling the Holy Ghost. So all the visitors that are here, God is ready to meet your need. I said, God is ready to meet your need. Amen. Hallelujah. He's ready to meet your cry. You'll only cry unto the Lord. And that's what I'm going to preach about tonight. Mark the 10th chapter and the 46th verse. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Please take note, and immediately, everybody say that, and immediately he received his sight and follow Jesus in the way. I feel a miracle here tonight for somebody's life. 47th verse, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. 52nd verse, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I'd like to preach for a little while tonight upon this thought of the cry, the call, the touch, and the way. Folks, I'm telling you, the power of God is in this place. The cry, the call, the touch, and the way. The power of God is in this place. Church, do you feel it? This reminds me of the night when I got the Holy Ghost. I feel that kind of a presence of the Lord here. Come on, everybody. Let's lock in on what God's doing. Pray that God will fill somebody. Fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Come on, Pastor, and pray. Brother Shirley, would you come and pray? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, we ask of you tonight to anoint your word and anoint this preacher to preach to us tonight what you've given for us. Help us, Lord, to receive it with joy. Let it be like seed planted in our hearts tonight. Lord, there's someone here tonight who doesn't know you. Oh, mighty God, speak to their hearts. This is their time. Tonight is the time. This is the place, Lord. Oh, give them a glorious and filling of the Holy Ghost. I will praise you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everybody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You may be seated in Jesus' name. Please, no going and out. Unless it's an emergency, I'll not preach too long tonight. The cry, the call, the touch, and the way. We don't know much about the life of blind Bartimaeus, whether he was a married man or single. But I imagine in the early morning, somebody always had to wake him up. He didn't know when the great morning sun arose across the golden horizon. He had never seen the beauty of God's creation. Bartimaeus, hey, it's time to get up. It's the morning time. He stumbled out of the bed. I imagine sometimes that he grumbled to himself and maybe sometimes aloud. Another day, just like yesterday and just like it's going to be tomorrow. Things are always the same. They never change for me. I'm nothing but a blind man and a beggar. And so as he arose and picked up his cane, picked up his beggar's cup and stumbled out for a little breakfast. Maybe told his wife, I'm going to do some real strong heart begging today. Where our cupboards are low, I'm going to bring home some money. I'm going to try the best that I can. Maybe pat a little child upon the head and said, son, I'll see you at sunset. Somebody will tell me it's time to come home. Out to the house he went with the beggar's cane. I could see him as he tapped his way along the cobblestone street. Some kid sees me coming and says, hey, there's the blind man. And he says, oh, I'm so tired of being made fun of. I'm so tired of being blind. Why can't I see? Why did I have to be born this way? But oh, somebody could have put a hand on him and said, wait a minute, blind man. I want you to know that before the sun sets today, this is going to be the most unusual and glorious day that has ever happened in your life. If somebody could have told him, this day is going to hold great things for you. Hear me, visitor. If somebody could have tapped you on the shoulder this morning when you woke up and you said, I'm so tired and miserable of the way I'm living. And they could tell you, by the time you come home tonight and lay your head upon that pillow, this is going to be the greatest day that you've ever known in all of your life. Because, oh, the Lord was going to pass and cross the trail of blind Bartimaeus. Folks, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place here tonight. Hey, sinner, this is going to be the greatest day that you have ever known. When the lights are turned out, you're going to go home with a smile on your face saying, once I was blind, but now I see. Once I was lost, but now I found. The Lord found me. Amen. Making his way to the bend of the road, sitting down under the shade of the sycamore tree, calling out to his beggar friends on his left and on the right. Well, feels like just another day, yeah. Got your cup ready? Hey, I hear some noise coming down the road. All of them turned a good ear to listen. What is that multitude? Somebody gets a good hard grip on their cup. It sounds like money to me. Hear the crowd coming, but here comes somebody in front of the crowd running. It's Jesus, the healer. He's coming down the road. Oh, all the others, all they could hear was the multitude, and that meant more shekels in their cup. But something happened in the heart of that blind Bartimaeus. He couldn't hear the noise in the crowd, for he knew somebody was in the middle of that crowd, and he meant to get to him. I don't know why you came here tonight or what you're looking for, but in the midst of this people, I'm a searching out for one. His name is Jesus. I don't know what church means to you, but it means Holy Ghost. It means miracles. It means signs and wonders. I don't know what this service means to you, but it means precious power. It means deliverance. I didn't come to beg. I come to get my miracle. When the Lord got near, everybody, all of the other blind men began to cry out, please, would you give us a little bit of shekels? Please, somebody, give us something. We're nothing but blind men. But oh, not blind Bartimaeus. There was something in him saying, this is my hour, this is my day, and this is my miracle. He began to cry out, not for money, not for pleasure, not for anything in this world. He began to say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Folks, all night long I've been weeping in this service. Because while we were shouting and thanking God and praising God, I could feel somebody's miserable heart. Because of pride, they're ashamed to cry out. But I could feel a soul's cry in this field of the night. While you're shouting, I feel somebody saying, I'm miserable. While you're testifying of the good things of God, I'm still blind. I can't see. Religious tradition, alcohol and nicotine, I'm still blind. But hear me, sir, we're here to tell you our God has power. Our God is a miracle worker. We're here to tell you, lady, he's a filling with the Holy Ghost. He's just waiting on somebody here tonight to give out the cry. I've had it. I'm miserable. I'm fed up with my sin. I'm tired of waking up to every day, and it's always the same old grind. It's that there's something better. Yes, there is, sir. Yes, there is, lady. You've just got to recognize it. The Lord is passing by. If you want a miracle, number one, you got to cry out. You can't sit back and say, if God wants to give me the Holy Ghost, then he'll do it. Oh, no, that'll never work. If you want salvation, you got to come after it with everything that is within you. If you want a blessing, you got to come after it with everything that is in you. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. The multitude in the crowd said, it's not time for that. Would you please shut up? I imagine some blind men said, would you be quiet? You're messing up the scene. We're trying to get some money. Please don't upset the apple cart. But the Bible said he cried all the more, a great deal. Sir, tonight is your night to make your way to this altar. Soul, tonight is your night to make your way to the power of God Almighty. But you're not going to do it nonchalant. I'm telling you, the Lord is passing by and he's listening and waiting. Is somebody hungry?
Does somebody want something? Does this church want revival? Does somebody tonight want a move of God? Does somebody want a move in these altars? Then cry out, oh Lord, pass by here. Please, oh Lord, we need something from you. Somebody may say, well, I want God. How much do you really want Him? I'll illustrate it like this. When I was married, before I had a child, I remember one day sitting there in the living room of a pastor's home. And as I and the pastor and his wife were talking, I heard one of the children outside scream. Sounded like they'd broken an arm or a leg. The sister just kept on drinking tea on that hot summer day. The pastor kept on sipping on his Coke. And I thought, my God, what kind of parents are these? And the kid gave out a blood-curdling scream again. And I thought, my Lord, the child has hurt himself. Finally, I could take no more. I said, ma'am, sister, I believe you've got a hurt child. She said, oh, no, he'll get quiet in a few moments. It's nothing but a show. He doesn't mean business. And sure enough, he did. She went on to say, when you have a child, you'll know by the cry and the way that it sounds if they mean business. And I've learned it's true. And God Almighty knows when somebody wants to be saved. Do you hear me? He knows when somebody is desperate. He can tell by the cry. I'm sick of my sin. I'm tired of being blind. I don't want to go to hell. Hey, and when he hears it, he'll tell the angels, get out of the way. Somebody down in Living Way is hungry for me. Here I come. I'm going to give them the Holy Ghost. God help us. I'm waiting on somebody tonight in the service. You've done nothing but play games all your life. If you really want to go to heaven, God's ready. If you really want the Holy Ghost, God is ready. But up till now, you play games. But if you cry, He'll call. He's a miracle worker. But He knows when somebody's just playing games. He knows when they're just wanting to soothe their conscience. He knows when they're just wanting to get the gospel off of their back for a while. Just leave me alone for a little while. I'll shed a few crocodile tears and continue on in my sin. But when somebody gets desperate, like this brother, and like this brother, and like these sisters, when you get hungry for something from God, I'm telling you folks, He is our Heavenly Father. He knows when you're down to business. He knows when you got a made up mind. He said, in the day that you seek the Lord, He shall be found. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. 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 I feel the Lord passing by. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I'm telling you, it wouldn't take you all night to get the Holy Ghost right now. It wouldn't take you all night to pray through. Right now, you can have it. I said, right now, you can have it. Come on home, backslider. Come on, soul. It's time to pray through. But you've got to be desperate. The crowd said, shut up. The crowd said, there's no need for that. But folks, when you want something from God, I'm telling you, God means business to Him. He cried out all the more, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. And the Bible said, and the Lord stood still. Folks, I love to feel the Spirit of God moving through the church. But I also love to feel it when God moves in the tabernacle and suddenly He doesn't move out. You can feel it. It's like the eye of a hurricane. It's just standing there. It doesn't go anywhere. It's stationary. It's got power, but it's not moving. It's just waiting on somebody to come in that power and to move in the eye and the peace of that power. I'm telling you, I feel that here right now. I feel the Lord standing still. He's here right now. He's saying, are you tired of your sins? Are you tired of running? Hey, somebody, would you cry unto the Lord? Come on, saints, lift your hands right now. Lord, Lord, get a hold of somebody's heart. Jesus, get a hold of that man's heart. Lord, we feel a miracle in this place here tonight. Lord, I feel a revival. that is here in this place. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. And the Holy Ghost stood still in the power of the Lord. And he commanded him to be called. Folks, there's something beautiful in repentance when you pour yourself out to God. But I assure you, man, I assure you, backslider, that it's not all just crying to God. When God knows that you mean business, the second step in your miracle is about to happen. And he stood still and commanded him to be called. When there is a flow of electricity, there's got to be the touch of the positive and the negative. There's got to be that full connection. It can't just make one flow. It's got to make a full circuit. There is prayer to heaven, but that's not all of it. When heaven is touched with prayer, there is a connection made. And I want you to know there's a full circuit. You ask and he gives. You seek and he finds. You knock and he opens. Get ready tonight for the Holy Ghost. You tell him, he pours it out. You want it, he's got it. Folks, I feel heaven about to be touched by earth. And I feel earth about to be touched by heaven. My Lord, how can you sit there like that? There's a power of the Lord in this place. Come on. Let's make the connection. Hallelujah. Earth to glory. Glory to earth. Earth to glory. Glory to earth. I'm ready, Lord. Save me. Hallelujah. 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 Calling. Bring him up here. Bring her here. I'm ready to fill with the Holy Ghost. What do you want? I'm ready. Hallelujah. Is this power going to pass through this place in vain? I think not. I believe somebody's hungry. I believe somebody's desperate. I believe somebody wants something from God. Oh, people, you may be seated. Folks, keep praying. Somebody has gone as far as they can go, and they can't live another day the way that they've been living. He commanded him to be called. I could see that blind man as he lays down that cane. As he gets through that crowd, he drops that cup. I won't be needing this cup anymore. That cup meant slavery. That cup meant he was a beggar. That cup meant he was a nobody. But when he dropped it, he had a made up mind. As he threw off the cloak and laid down the cane and dropped the cup. That was his last connection to his old past. I've had enough. For folks, when you're a beggar, those who pass you by, if they're in a good mood, then they'll drop some change in the cup. But if they're in a bad mood, they'll walk you right on by. I've seen them do it on the streets of Houston, Texas. And if the devil's in a bad mood, sinner, he won't give you one moment of pleasure. But if he's in a good mood, then he'll drop a little bit of the sin on you and a little bit of pleasure. But one day I woke up and realized I didn't have to beg anymore. That I can wake up and say, this is a day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice. Devil, whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood, it don't matter to you anymore. I've got another Lord. Brother, if you could make the connection with drugs, you had a good night. But if you couldn't, then it was going to be another long, hard night. But oh, when you got the Holy Ghost, you can make a connection every day. Woo! Hallelujah! I said you can lay down your cup and never beg again. Somebody in here, when are you going to wise up? When are you going to get smart and realize the devil's made a slave out of you? But oh, when he got in the presence of the Lord commanded him to be called, and he said, what do you want?
I imagine somebody snickered and said, well, is he blind too? That he doesn't know what he wants? Anybody can see what he needs. But there is the principle to receive in your salvation and your miracle. You've got to say it. You've got to say it. The word of faith is nigh thee, even in your mouth. It's here and it's ready to be said. You've got to tell him. You've got to tell him you're tired of your sin. You've got to tell him you're fed up with the way you're living. You've got to tell him you want the Holy Ghost. He knows what you need, but you have not because you ask not. What do you want, blind man? Oh, Lord, that I might see. I'll tell everybody, if they can't tell it, I'm a blind man. I'm a stumbler and a beggar. But I'm in your presence, and I want to see. Sinner, you've got to confess it. God, I'm nothing and I need you. I'm lost and I got to have you. Folks, I was a Baptist. I never smoked. I never drank. I lived the best life I knew how. But that night when God gave me the Holy Ghost, I screamed out with everything in me, Lord, would you give me the Holy Ghost? Lord, would you give me the Holy Ghost? And the devil said, you sure are making a fool out of yourself. I said, shut up. I'm fixing to get the Holy Ghost right now. I'm fixing to get the Holy Ghost right now. Some of you are not rejoicing. Maybe you were raised up in the church, but I wasn't. I didn't know the truth. But that night I found out. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Woo! I found out. He's pouring the Holy Ghost down. The Baptists are getting it. The Catholics are getting it. The Methodists are getting it. The Presbyterians are getting it. God is pouring out. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. Come on, praise Him. What do you want? I want to talk in tongues. What do you want? I want the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately. And immediately he received his sight. And the Bible said he began to follow Jesus in the way. Some of you that are here, you're going your own way. It's because you never cried and the Lord hadn't called. And you haven't been touched and you're going your own way. But folks, when you cry, and the Lord calls, and you get the Holy Ghost tonight, there's going to be a change in you. I can see the kids playing on the street corner. That soul does look like blind Bartimaeus, but he ain't walking like it. And just look at his eyes. There's a change. Look at him. He's not frowning. He's a smiling. Bartimaeus, is that you? Is that you? Where's the cane? I left it back there in the bend of the road. Hey, where's the cup? I left it there under the sycamore tree. I'm not a blind man anymore. I'm a brand new person. I met the Lord. He's got the power. He has changed me. Folks, I was preaching in the city of Streetport. Amen. You may be seated for one moment as I make an altar call. I was preaching in the city of Streetport, and there was a man that worked on the oil rigs off in the Gulf. This man was nothing but a gambler. He was nothing but a smoker and a drinker. That night when God got a hold of his heart, he had told his boy on the way to church. He said, son, you've been asking daddy to lay down his cigars. He said, come here, boy. His son scooted across the seat. He was about 4 years old. He said, take a look at this big, long cigar. because you're not going to see Daddy smoking them anymore. That boy put his arms around his dad and he said, Daddy, do you mean you're going to quit? You're going to give up your drinking? You're going to give up your smoking? Because he remembered nights when he saw his daddy throw up on the living room floor because he'd been on a three-night drunk. And he said, son, after tonight, you're going to have a brand new daddy. He took one more puff on that cigar and said, boy, I want you to see it. As he threw it out of the window, he said, I'm going tonight to get the Holy Ghost. Folks, when I made my altar call, that old rigger got up out of that pew, walked down that aisle, knelt in that altar, and in a few moments he already had the Holy Ghost. When he got up from there, he turned to his wife. She knew that the kind of life he had been living, and she was ashamed of how he lived. She was 8 months with child. He turned to her and said, come here, honey. You got a brand new husband. Come here, kids. And they all gathered around. And that church began to weep. And that man took his wife in his arms and kissed her and said, it's going to be a brand new life after this. I watched those kids as they climbed up in his arms and said, oh, Daddy, we got a brand new daddy. Oh, Daddy, we love you. Folks, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Somebody, I feel the power of God passing through here right now. And the Lord is stopping and he's looking at you. Who wants to be saved? Who wants a touch of the Holy Ghost? Every head bowed, everybody praying. Church, there's a miracle in here right now. Sir, God is waiting on you. Church, don't quit now. Now's the time to really pray. Now's the time to turn your faith loose. Everybody now pray. Somebody needs deliverance. Sir, the Holy Ghost is moving right now. As the church lifts their hands and they lift their voices unto God and begin to praise Him, the Spirit of the Lord is passing by. Lady, the Holy Ghost is passing by. Whether you're a great sinner or whether you was like I'd never smoked and never drank. But all that night I knew I was going to get the Holy Ghost. Who wants the power of the Lord to flood through your heart right now? Rise up, lady. Rise up, son. Get up, ma'am. It's time to come pray. Somebody reach over and touch somebody else on the hand. Touch their hand and say, let's go pray. Let's go love God. Let's go love God. Come on. Yeah, you come. That's it. Rise up in the name of the Lord. You are ready for a miracle right now. Come on, precious soul. Church, that's it. Praise Him. Come on, precious heart. God bless you, ma'am. Here they come. Come on. You come too. Sir, you come too. Ma'am, you come too. Come on. Here they come. The miracles of God is in this place. God bless you, lady. Here they come. Pray, church. Pray, saints. Pray, saints. Hallelujah. Come on. God bless you, children. Come get your miracle. Come get your miracle. Come get your miracle. I want something from God.